American idioms. Here are some commonly used American idioms and slangs. Apply some elbow grease, put some physical effort into what you're doing. Armed to the teeth, in possession of a lot of weapons. Bare bones, a very basic model or version, with no extras or add-ons. Bundle of nerves, very nervous or anxious about something. By the skin of your teeth, just barely. Get it off your chest, share information about something that has been bothering you. Give me a hand, please help or assist me with something. Go behind one's back, to sneak and do something without telling someone who should be aware. Go belly up, go out of business, to lose everything. Green thumb, to be good at gardening, having good skills or luck with growing flowers or vegetables. I'm all ears, the person is prepared and ready to listen to what you have to say. It's like pulling teeth, something that requires a lot of effort. Itchy feet, someone is getting restless, being ready to move on to the next activity. Joined at the hip, people who seem to be together all the time. Keep at arm's length, to deliberately not let someone get too close. Long in the tooth, old, of advanced years. Need elbow room, to prefer to have plenty of space between you and other people. No skin off my nose, something isn't going to affect you, so you don't really care. Pick your brain, to ask questions to find out someone's thoughts or opinions on a topic. Play it by ear, to move forward without a specific plan, to figure things out along the way. Slap on the wrist, a minor caution against doing something rather than an actual punishment. Stick your neck out, to take a chance on another person in a way that could impact your reputation. Wet behind the ears, doesn't have very much experience, isn't very skilled. Your neck of the woods, the general area where someone lives. Ants in your pants, can't sit still. Barking up the wrong tree, having the wrong impression of a person or situation. Bats in the belfry, indicates that someone is behaving in an eccentric or less than sane manner. Beef up, to strengthen something. Eager beaver, someone who is very eager or excited to do something. Earworm, thinking about a song or lyrics from a song over and over. Elephant in the room, something that everyone in the room is aware of that probably needs to be addressed. For the birds, something that is silly, ridiculous, or ludicrous. Get your ducks in a row, make proper plans, get things in order. Gets my goat, something that really bothers or annoys someone. Hair of the dog that bit you, whatever caused you to be in the situation you're in, go get more of that. Hold your horses, slow down, stop and think about what you're doing. On a fishing expedition, trying to get information out of someone without being fully aware of what you're looking for. Monkey business, silliness or goofing off, breaking the rules. Plenty of fish in the sea, there are plenty of other dating prospects out there. Put lipstick on a pig, if you dress up ugly, there's still ugly underneath. Quit cold turkey, to give up something all at once rather than gradually weaning off it. Running around like a chicken with your head cut off, being confused, disorganized, or unsure of where to get started or what to do next. SH eating grin, a snarky, knowing smile. Smell a rat, to get a sense that there is a problem with something. Straight from the horse's mouth, got information directly from the most knowledgeable source. To be a fly on the wall, to wish to witness what is going on without anyone being aware that you are there. Zebras don't change their stripes, don't expect anyone to be anything other than who they really are. A dime a dozen, refers to something that's very common, so it doesn't have much value or worth. Bang for your buck, get the most benefit possible out of the money you spend. Bought the farm, to die unexpectedly. Don't let the inmates run the asylum, those who are in charge should make the decisions rather than those in subordinate roles. Freeze someone out, to deliberately leave someone out, to choose not to include someone who would expect to be included. Go Dutch, to pay your own way when going somewhere with another person or a group of people. Going forward, the next time or on a future occasion. Graveyard shift, working through the overnight hours. Jump on the bandwagon, to do something because everyone is doing it. Hold the line, to stay on the telephone to wait for the party you are calling to become available. Give something a fair shake, to try something for a while before deciding that it isn't for you. Looney Tunes, someone who may not be mentally healthy. Party pooper, someone who puts a stop to the fun. Pass the buck, blame someone else for something or make someone else responsible for a difficult or unpleasant task. Put a pin in this, stop discussing or working this now, with plans to come back to it later. Reach out to someone, ask someone for information. Riding shotgun, riding in the front passenger seat of a car or truck. Shoot the breeze, make small talk, have a casual conversation. Spill the beans, to reveal information you were not supposed to share. Stick to something like white on rice, to cling tightly with no possibility of letting go. That really knocked my socks off, to be really impressed by something. To take a rain check, to say no to an invitation when it is given, but suggest that it is likely to be accepted in the future. Top of the line, the best possible version of something, the most luxurious or expensive options. Touch base, to communicate with someone regarding future plans. Up my alley, something that you really like, or something that is within your skill set. Wet blanket, someone who is dull and keeps others from having fun. Your John Hancock, your official signature. Aces, if something is aces, that means that it is great or fantastic. We have a substitute teacher today in history class. Aces. Bae. The slang term bae is used to refer to one's sweetheart of any gender. This slang term is an example of an acronym, it stands for the phrase before anyone else. Come on, bae, let's go watch the sun come up at the beach. Basic, one who is basic is unimpressive or boring, typically conforming to mainstream trends like pumpkin spice. He comes to every gathering in the exact same outfit. He's so basic. Cancelled, likely derived from cancel culture. The slang term cancelled indicates that something is no longer popular. Capper, the slang term capper refers to someone who tells lies. It's related to the slang word capping, or cappin', which means to lie. Don't believe anything he says. That lady is a capper. Chillax, chillax is a portmanteau that fuses the words chill and relax. The combination means just to calm down. Don't worry about the exam, just chillax and come to the show. Destroy, in modern American slang, destroy means the opposite of the literal meaning of the word. To destroy a thing means to do very well. Extra, to be extra is to be flamboyant or over the top. It's not a compliment, but more of a snarky put down. Finna, akin to fixin to in redneck slang, the slang term finna is modern slang for the phrase about to. I'm finna be done with training. Flexing, showing off or being a braggart is what the modern American slang term flexing means. Look at him flexing in his fancy new car. GOAT, the slang term is an acronym for the phrase greatest of all time. It can also be written as G.O.A.T or GOAT. This slang word is often used to refer to people or places that are outstanding. The goalkeeper is the GOAT. Boo-boo, mistake or injury. Cooler, jail, detention. Garbage, nonsense. Hood, the juvenile delinquent. Neck, hug or kiss. Some old American slangs. Bread, money. Chill, take it easy. Crib, where you live. Far out, amazing. Spacey, odd, eccentric. Vibes, feelings. Bad, good. Bounce, to leave, to depart. Grody, disgusting. Psyche, as an exclamation, not really, or I fooled you. Rad, fun, exciting. Word, I agree, or, as a question, really. Bad, good. Bounce, to leave, to depart. Grody, disgusting. Psyche, as an exclamation, not really, or I fooled you. Rad, fun, exciting. Word, I agree, or, as a question, really. As if, no way. Bangin', awesome, exciting. Bling, glitter, wealth. Loot, money. Popo, police. Senior moment, memory loss. Cougar, older woman dating younger man. Holla, call on the phone. Paper, money. Peeps, friends, people. Ride or die, a friend or partner who's with you no matter what. Tat, tattoo.